Oh, hello. Welcome to the Josh Holiday Holiday Extravaganza, a celebration of all things holiday-related. Holiday with one L. I'm Holiday with two L's. It's Josh here. Hi. Hello. Welcome to our show. We are going to have a lot of fun here. If you want more information, joshholidayshow.com. On the big special today, we will talk to Candy Kane. This is a exotic dancer who specializes in Christmas. We'll also talk to a mall Santa. You know, the guys who spend all day in the little castles in the malls with the kids sitting and telling them what they want. We're going to find out what that job is like. We'll check in with my mother and find out what she's doing this Christmas. And play some comedy as well. Have some Jim Gaffigan. And also found some old quirky Christmas commercials that I will scatter throughout the program. And Patton Oswalt, I have a longer piece from him later in the show, but I have just a taste of the Patton here with his Christmas memory.
When I was growing up, my favorite Christmas memory was the Alvin and the Chipmunks album, because we had it on LP. And you know what I'm talking about? The young Christmas time is here. Remember that song? The little chipmunks are singing, and then there's that guy, Dave, going, "All right now, chipmunks, let's all..." My brother and I had that on an LP, so what we would do is we would play that as slow, on the slowest speed possible on the record player. So then it sounded like four normal monotone guys just singing this boring Christmas song, and then this demon from like the ninth level of traitors and murderers just screaming at them. And then it was so different. It was like, "Christmas, Christmas, time is here. Time for toys and time for cheer." Okay.
The end of you.
Okay.
Christmas gift for anyone who smokes, because it says "Merry Christmas" and "Happy Smoking" 200 times. Yes, 10 packs of those better tasting Luckies, all done up for Christmas in a beautiful carton created just for Lucky Strike by the famous designer, Mr. Raymond Loy. It'll look so bright and colorful under your Christmas tree, and it's such a welcome gift to anyone who enjoys a good smoke. Because you know, smoking enjoyment is all a matter of taste. And the fact of the matter is, Luckies taste better. Cleaner, fresher, smoother. That's why you can't go wrong if you remember your friends with these colorful Christmas cartons of Lucky Strike.
Toot, toot, toot. Be happy, go lucky for Christmas gifts this year.
Ah, the gift of cigarettes. The gift of a slow and painful cancer death. Ah, the old days. I don't remember those days, but I can imagine. I've seen the films. I've seen the old footage. It's the Josh Holiday Extravaganza, and I'm not sure how extravagant it is really. It's a very grassroots way we're putting this together. Although I did get extravagant in one way. I purchased a solid gold microphone so that the title would be fitting. It's an extravagant microphone, and that's it. Other than that, we're really just a bunch of wires and mixers and computers and that type of thing. I have spent a couple of Christmases in warm climes. I was in Florida last year, My parents have a little place there, and my sister and my parents and I were down there with the dogs, and it doesn't really have the same feeling. I think Christmas is better with cold. I mean, I'm not a fan of the cold any other time of year. I'm a hot weather guy, but you're down there and you're going outside for a bike ride or rollerblade or you're, you know, in your swimsuit by the pool, and then you come back and it's like, hey, look, it's Christmas. Another year we were in Arizona, and that was kind of cool because at night it gets cool there, and it's kind of fall like in the daytime, so it wasn't too bad in December. And then one year, I was living in Los Angeles. I kind of lived there for about a year, and my visa was up, and it was time to head home. And I left on Boxing Day, so I was down there for Christmas and spent a little bit of time with friends, families, because I didn't really have any family or relatives down there, but left to drive back here to Toronto on Boxing Day, and it was 80 degrees. There were kids out playing street hockey, and it didn't feel like winter. Although driving Route 66, once you get around to Arizona, you would think that in the north part of Arizona, like Flagstaff, it would be warm because you think Arizona warm, but it was pretty bitterly cold on the way back in the wintertime. Oh, I have a phone call. Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Is this Josh Holliday?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Listen to you. You sound more adorable on the phone than you do on coming out of my radio.
Oh, that's sweet.
And I'll tell you, you sound pretty adorable coming out of my radio.
Oh, come on.
I don't mind telling you, I'm not wearing very much right now.
All right, that's maybe too much information.
Oh, okay. Well,
who is this?
This is Martha Collins.
Martha Collins.
Yes.
And you're tuned in when you're listening?
I'm listening to your golden tones, Josh Holliday.
All right.
Josh Holliday.
And
Holliday Show.
What?
You're redundant because your last name is Holliday. Why didn't you just call it the Josh Holliday Show?
Well, because I have a normal show that's the Josh Holliday
Show. No, you don't know what
you're
talking about. In my day, we would just not be redundant so often, you know?
Yeah.
We would try to. We have believed in an economy of language. You know, and we kept things short and tidy, and that's the way we liked it, and that's the way it should be done. But you know your business, you know?
How old a woman are you?
Your Twitter and your Facebooking. What's that?
How old a woman are you?
I say what?
How old a woman are you?
Well, let me tell you, let me ask you, Josh Holliday, how old do you think I am?
Well,
look at me from this angle. All right, now look at me in this light.
I can't. This is great. I'm in a room. You're in a room.
Pretty incredible, isn't it? I'm 87 years old.
87? Wow.
87.
That is quite an accomplishment.
Yeah. Damn right it is.
And you're living all by yourself? Or are you in a place?
Well, I live alone, but I have gentlemen callers from time to time, if that's what you're asking. You want to get on the list, Josh Holliday? you want to romance a mature lady?
I've never...
I'll tell you what, I'll make you put that thing down.
The iPhone?
You know? Or iPhone, yeah. I'll make you put it down and pay attention.
Oh, really?
I'll put on a couple of records, and we can get some hot toddies, and we can put our skiing sweaters on and cuddle up by the fire, and just skiing sweaters, if you know what I mean. Nothing, nothing else.
Oh, well, I hope you have a long ski sweater.
It'll be the longest.
Oh, thank God.
The very longest.
Do you not have a husband anymore?
Oh, no. Willard passed away several years ago.
Oh.
It was his time. He didn't have a young heart, Josh Holliday. I've got a youthful streak in me the size of the 401.
That's pretty big.
He just could not keep up. You know, I would beg him every Saturday night, take me out somewhere. Let's go dancing. Let's go bowling. Let's do something. Let's shake it up. And he was so tired.
Hmm.
And one day, it was a couple of days since I'd really, really talked to him, and I realized he'd been dead for both of them.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
I just thought he was taking a long time in the bathroom. He liked to camp out in there.
Well, men tend to spend longer sitting down, sometimes with a newspaper.
They do. They really, really bunk in, yes. But anyways, he had a good run, Willard. Yeah.
And where? So wait, you're 87 years old.
87.
Incredible.
Yeah.
And what's you're living in a supervised care? Are you all on your own?
I am in supervised care, but I'll tell you, I am an S disturber around this place.
An S disturber.
I'm an S disturber. I like to get things started. I bring the party, as my granddaughter would say. I bring the party, Josh Holiday. Holiday show.
Josh Holiday, holiday extravaganza.
Extravaganza.
Because it's very extravagant.
Josh Holiday. Anyways, it's too much.
You have a granddaughter.
I do.
How old is this granddaughter of yours?
She is 11.
11?
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty young.
It's a wonderful age.
She's a great, great granddaughter?
She's a granddaughter.
All right.
Mm-hmm. I had my children when I was quite older.
Yeah.
I did not give up my youth.
No.
Without a fight, I'll tell you, not at all. I wanted to get a lot of fun having in before I, was home at night looking after kids and I couldn't go out anymore.
Right.
I did. That's probably what killed Willard, because as soon as they left the house and I got my freedom back, I wanted to take life I just wanted to bite it like an apple. I really did. And Willard was ready to start having some quiet nights, you know?
Right, so you were going one way, he was going the other
way. That's it entirely. He was a wonderful man, though. But he left a void, and I'm trying to fill it in my way.
Right, so you're a single lady. Any medical issues or anything?
Medical issues? Are you kidding me? I am young and full of life. I got a clean bill of health. I had a physical 2 months ago, and they said it is incredible. It's like you know what the thing is? Alcohol pickles your intestines like formaldehyde. It just keeps everything intact. I'll probably outlive most of the people on this floor.
Wow.
Because I feel fantastic. Don't believe anything they say about exercise or watching what you eat. You just, you get yourself a little Jim Beam and you make sure you apply it liberally, and it will keep you going like a Georgia peach. Is that even a thing we say? I'm not sure.
I've heard it in the past.
Be. Yeah.
You apply it liberally.
I'm
guessing internally.
Yes, you apply it liberally to your internal organs.
Right.
And they will be there for you long after you need them.
Well,
I'm going to donate my body to science because somebody's got to take a look at this crap. You know what I mean? Somebody's got to get a chance to see these things. I wish I could see them. You know, lots of people want to go up in space. Like, they would pay millions of dollars. How much did that guy pay to go and be a passenger?
$30 million.
I'll tell you what, if I had that kind of money, I'd take a fantastic voyage inside my own body and just see what's going on in there. I'd shrink myself down. I'd find, do they have that now? Can you shrink yourself down and go inside your body? Can you shrink yourself? Anyway, I saw something about it on 60 Minutes, but I'm not sure what it was. So I would just take a journey inside of me.
Wow.
I've been to paradise, but for $30 million, I would be to me. There you go.
Wow, that's quite a song.
Do you have to make sure that you don't play that on the radio because you don't have
the licensing?
The license?
That's probably public domain. I'm not sure. Since it is the Josh Holiday extravaganza.
I don't agree with that at all, but yes.
Right. Are you a Christian woman, or how are you celebrating the holidays?
Wow, we're talking religion. I am a pagan princess. I'm celebrating with Santa Claus, the cupcakes, not cupcakes, cookies, a glass of milk, and lovely presents.
Right.
Lovely presents.
And do they have like a Santa come into the home?
Oh, listen, they have some sad, shifty dude come in here and, mince around and, he talks down to a lot of the ladies here. But I go to the a tavern down the street where they do a very special holiday celebration. And I like to do a trick because, the last couple of years, they told me that my bones would suffer osteoporosis and the what's not and then the who's it's. And I started taking up yoga. Have you ever done any yoga?
You know what? I've tried it once or twice.
Wowie wow. It is incredible. And I just learned, like 3 months ago, I learned how to do headstands.
Wow.
Is that something?
The blood doesn't rush to your head or anything?
It does. It does. It's a hell of a ride, but it's good. I can drink a pint of beer upside down in a minute.
Wow, that's impressive.
Yeah, I make a lot of money around Christmas time, and Oktoberfest don't even get me started.
Wow.
So you
just go into the bar and say, hey, I'll take some money from you.
Who thinks I wouldn't be able to stand on my head and chug a beer is what I'll say.
Like, if I saw an 87-year-old woman at a tavern,
yeah.
I would probably not guess that you could do that.
There you go, right? So it's like I'm shocking people. And then I just, you know, I have a skirt that I pull off because it's like a tie on the side. I pull it off and I reveal that I'm wearing a wrestling suit underneath, which really, really throws people aback just to begin with. I pull it off on the side and then I get over against a wall and I go over on my head and I put my legs up and somebody puts a beer up in front of me and I pick it up with my mouth. I pick it up in my teeth and I down it.
Wow.
Yeah. You don't think I could do it, do you?
No, I think you could. It's just surprising. What does this wrestling suit look like?
It's your standard wrestling suit. You know, it comes to just above the knees. And it's black. It has a little... It's very standard. It has like a flame streaking down one side.
Right.
And my picture on the front of it.
Embroidered?
No, but that would be a good idea. That would be a good idea. I might try that. But no, it's just I got it done at a T-shirt place.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And
you know, you would think people would get it by now because the picture on the front is actually of me upside down chugging a beer, but no one believes it. So they give me the money.
That's a good way to start the conversation. If someone says, hey, what's the picture?
Yeah.
Then you're already starting the
conversation. That's right. You have to kind of move quickly up against the wall and get it. When it's upside down, it's difficult to see what's going on there, you know. Looks like I'm standing up holding a beer at my mouth.
And so that's Christmas
Day. That's Christmas to me, Josh Holiday. Let me ask you, what's your holiday tradition? What's your Josh Holiday tradition? That's ridiculous.
Yeah. Are we just with family mostly?
Oh, yeah. Do you have a lot of family, Josh?
Not a ton.
Because you sound a bit like a lonely man.
Well, a little bit.
Are you lonely?
Well, sometimes.
Are you?
Who isn't lonely?
How old are you, Josh?
I am in my 30s.
That's about right. Listen, you want to come on over and we'll go for a drink?
When?
Well, what are you doing after you get off the air? You want to go get a Tom Collins with Martha Collins?
I bet you've used that before.
You got me there, Josh. Oh. I have. That's my opening line sometimes.
Well, it's not bad.
Yeah.
And so where would we go for this drink?
You want to hear what I close with?
Okay, sure.
You're too young.
Okay.
You're too young, Josh. Yeah, too young.
Let's hypothetically say.
Okay, all right.
Say I met you for a drink. Where would
we
go?
Dirty devil. We might hit a Russian tea room if you want to be super polite down around the King and Bay areas, right? We could hit an old school place like that. Or we could go up on top of the Manulife Center. They have a lovely bar up there.
I haven't been there.
You can take a look at the gaze at the entire city. And then, you know, I'll tell you what, it's a great place to go and close.
To close
a relationship, like to close the deal. If you want to seal a deal, if you want to romance a lady, impress a lady, and you want to seal the deal right then and there, you head up to the top of the Manulife Center. And you show her that view and kapow, she is yours.
That's the place to
that
seal
the
deal.
That is the closer, yeah.
I'll have to keep that in mind.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm not sure what to say. You know, I'm flattered, but I
All right. You're not ready to ride the crazy train. I get it, Josh Holliday. That's fine. I'm not going to be insulted by that. That's fine. I'm just putting a feeler out there, you know, but it's not a creepy, gropey feel. It's just, I'm extending a lifeline.
Right.
You know, I'm extending my hand across the border of age.
Right.
But if you're too afraid to, you know.
I don't know if it's fear. It's just sort of you put this on me pretty suddenly.
I guess I did. I'm also guilty of that. But you know what? I'm a closer. That's why the Manulife is on my list of must-go places. I'm a closer, right? I'm in this to win this.
When was
my granddaughter also taught me that.
Right. Is she in sales?
No, but she says that a lot.
And
you got to be in it to win it.
Right. When's the last time you closed, as it were?
Oh my God, Josh Holliday! What a personal question.
Well, okay.
I don't know if I'm ready to answer that.
You don't have to. I just
2 nights ago.
What?
Two nights ago, I closed.
So,
I did.
So is it, this is.
Are you asking about how often I get lucky? Why don't you just ask the question you want to ask, Josh Holliday?
If you're offering up that information, sure.
All right, listen, I have a very long successful streak. I'm on a bit of a roll right now, to be perfectly honest. I've had a number of gentlemen friends who have, you know, wanted to close with me.
Really?
Yes.
So you're kind of slightly selective.
Yes. Oh, I'm definitely selective. They have to be... not attached to machines. That is number one rule. There cannot be, because I'll tell you what, nothing throws off your rhythm like when you're listening to some fantastic Count Basie or something like that, and you can hear this beep, beep, beep in the background. That is really irritating.
Yeah.
Plus, it gets complicated with, you know, moving around and getting caught up in little plastic wires and tubes. That's not for me.
Right. And now, if you're selective and you're just calling me up out of the blue, you've never seen me, we haven't met, like, and you're already propositioning.
Whoa, Josh Holliday. I just thought there was a chemistry between us. But if I am wrong, please, I apologize. I there's no need for you to be judgmental, all right?
No, I'm
this is how you make new friends. I didn't necessarily want to close with you.
Okay.
I just wanted to get to know you better, have a little drink with you.
Right.
To be perfectly honest, you might be a little bit old for me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So what age is your ideal age for a man?
Well, I'm not talking about closers, because that would be just disgusting. But I like to step out with a gentleman friend who's in his, you know, late 20s to early 30s. It's very good for my reputation. Plus, it keeps me young, and it keeps me aware of the latest technology trends and movies that are in the cinemas so that I can talk about them. You know, I can talk about them as if I've seen them.
All right.
Yeah.
Wow.
I can decide whether I would like them or not, and if I would like to waste my time going to see them.
I see.
That's all.
Yeah.
I just thought you could become like a pen pal, a sweetheart, but
well,
not anything too fancy.
You can call me any time.
Well, I've moved on now, Josh. But thanks for the invitation.
Wow, you've moved on already.
Yeah, I did.
You know what?
I'm very. It's not an insult, Josh, but I'm very, very conscious of that first impression. If you get someone who's thrown back by it, that's an indication of what the relationship's going to be like. There's going to be a lot of static. There's going to be a lot of I don't know. Maybe I should. And I've got a short. Who knows how much time I have left. Right? I don't have time for all of it. You'll know when you get to my age, Josh Holliday. You got to go for it.
Right.
You know? You've got a lot of hang-ups you have. And when you get to my age, you'll probably be over them. I hope for you.
Let's hope.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to let you go soon. Got to keep going with the
I understand
holiday,
you've taken a great amount of time talking to me, and I appreciate it.
Do you have any holiday message for the people listening?
Well, thank you for asking. I would say, number one, pieces of advice. Number one, go for it. Just do it. Nike was right. They were really onto something. Terrible company where they exploit children, but their message is true. Go for it. Just do it. Two, keep doing it. Don't let anyone tell you that you've got to stop at a certain age. Just keep doing it. Do it, do it, do it, and do it. And number three, have a happy holidays. Embrace your friends and your family. Pull them close. Keep them close. Look them right in the eye and say, I'm glad you're here. Number four, I would say if you have family members that get under your skin, just get rid of them. Keep them away from you because you don't need that static. And that's my holiday message. Is that enough for you? Is that what you were looking for?
No, that's a pretty good message.
Yeah. Feliz Navidad to you, Josh Holiday.
You have a happy holiday, and maybe we'll speak to you again.
Oh, I certainly hope so. Do you want to say anything like, Martha, you've been one of the finest people I've spoken to in my short time on the planet? Or
yes, Martha yes. Collins, is it?
Martha Collins.
Martha
just like
Collins.
Yep.
You're a terrific lady. 87 years old, young.
Yeah.
And it's been a pleasure having you on the
show. Oh, that's lovely, Josh. I know you're going to make someone very happy someday. You just need a little coaching.
Maybe you can help out.
Yeah, all right. Well, look at you coming on now. Are you fresh?
No, come on.
Fresh. All right.
Have a happy holiday.
You too, my dear.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
At this, the most festive time of the year, we extend Christmas greetings and every good wish for the new year from the owners and staff of the Driftwood. But why spend Christmas at home? Doesn't Mom deserve a holiday too? Let Chester and Gert Watt show you the hospitality that's made the Driftwood one of the top dining establishments in the South Mellonville area for over 27 years. Enjoy intimate dining in the gay elegance of the Beachcomber Room. Let our trained staff serve you in a courteous and obedient manner. Let our chef, Ike Wong, prepare his specialty, Cantonese boneless turkey. And what's Christmas without a salad bar? But please, one visit only. Before, during, or after Christmas dinner, drift over and join the celebration in the Crow's Nest Room. Don't be afraid of our own special tequila sunrise. Remember, you keep the glass. And for the third year in a row, we're offering the Driftwood Christmas Package. 3 days and one night in your choice of over 44 luxuriously appointed rooms. Trail rides, tennis, soccer, and swimming in season. Christmas at the Driftwood Inn. You can't miss it.
Ah, the beautiful Driftwood Inn. One of the sponsors of tonight's show. That is from a 1982 episode of SCTV, one of the greatest comedy shows of all time. And that was the voice of Eugene Levy, the Driftwood Inn. YouTube it. Actually, I'll try and get the YouTube up on my website, joshholidayshow.com. The visual is pretty funny as well. It's all still images, but it's funny. Trust me. It is the Josh Holiday Holiday Extravaganza. And Jim Gaffigan, a comedian I've had the pleasure of seeing a few times, and one of the tops, one of my favorites of all time as well. Here is his take on Christmas.
I love our holiday traditions, like the Christmas tree, where we go out and we chop down a tree and we put it in our living room. Kind of sounds like the behavior of a drunk man, really. Some woman wakes up. Honey, why is there a pine tree in our living room?
I like it. We're gonna decorate it for Jesus. And then I'm going to hang my socks over the fireplace. Fill them with candy. Maybe I'll tie some leaves to the ceiling, see if I can get some action. But now I got to puke on that couch. Merry Christmas.
Some people get so into Christmas, they decorate their yards. It seems completely backwards. All right, chop down that tree, bring it in here. Take all these lights, put them out there. Oh, I really gotta get a job. He's anti-Christmas.
All right, we've got a hold of Carl Viskowski. He's at the Dufferin Mall in the back somewhere. He just finished his shift as a mall Santa. I've never, for at least a couple of decades, haven't actually had a conversation with a mall Santa.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a blast. Yeah, it's a real blast. Is this going to take long?
Not too long. I just am curious. Like, what's the experience like? Is it? You know, you sit there all day. You get to deal with kids, which that must be a lot of fun. Kids are great.
Yeah. I kicked in the balls 44 times today.
No, that's not very pleasant. So, What's a day in the life? So you start your day out.
All right. So I wake up in a pile of my own vomit. It's a good start of the day. I look out my window. There's a brick wall across from my window. I live at the Salvation Army. I'm a poor, broken man. I clear the bottles out of the way on the floor. I make my way to the washroom. I vomit again. I go to the washroom. I bathe. Half-heartedly. I get dressed into my Santa suit because it's the only clothes I have. I comb my beard. I comb my hair. I brush my tooth. I have a drink. I have a smoke. I make my way to the mall. I'm usually late. I open Santa's Village. There are teenage girls there who run the Santa's Village. It's their part-time job. It's my only job before I retire to my cave for the rest of the year.
So your beard is real?
Yeah. Yeah, it's real.
Oh.
It's my one piece of talent.
I'm sure you do quite well. How many years have you been at it?
I've been doing this for 23 years.
Wow, congratulations.
Thank you.
So I think you're being a little facetious. You go back to your kid. What do you do the rest of the year?
What am I being?
What did you say I'm being? No. It's basically saying you must be joking about being in a cave the rest of the year. Nothing personal.
Well, that's not a literal cave. It's a metaphorical cave, my apartment, because it's only got one window.
All right.
It's dark in there, and it smells like a bear.
Like a bear? Like the animal a bear?
Yeah, like an animal the bear. I'm like a bear. I'm a big, hairy, drunken Santa bear.
Oh. So, getting back to the magic of Christmas.
Hey, we can talk more about how I smell, man.
No. I think anyway, let's focus on the Christmas experience.
And, yeah.
And so, what? Okay, why don't you give us a ho ho ho?
What do you want for Christmas?
Oh my God! you've caught me off guard here.
I've got to change my diaper.
Oh crap! So, what's the strangest gift request you've gotten from a child this year?
Great question, John. The strangest request I've got for
Josh
for a gift this year has been have your mommy and daddy get back together. This kid wanted his mommy and daddy back together.
And what did you tell him?
I told him the truth. I'm like, that doesn't happen. she's gonna leave, and she's not gonna come back like my mommy did.
Wow, that's a little harsh.
You're a little harsh.
Oh, you're getting a little surly. I'm trying to be friendly. I'm trying to.
Yeah. All right. Sit on the knee.
Yeah, no. Wait, no, that's the thing. Do you ever get, kids' moms wanting a picture on Santa's knee?
Yeah.
And what do you do?
Highlight. That's definite highlight of the job.
Yeah.
What highlight? Hot mom on the knee. Baggy Santa pants too.
Right. You just have the one pair.
Just the one pair. One pair of red trousers.
Hmm.
Kind of wearing thin.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And so Christmas is coming very soon. What will you do?
Yeah, I got to head out to the old North Pole there and get the elves. Got to get the presents made and get the elves onto the... Hey, the reindeer onto the sleigh. Naughty and nice.
Right.
Can I get to the kids?
And any what does Santa do? Or Mall Santa? What does Mall Santa do on New Year's?
Oh, well, in the elves party. They have some eggnog and they drink, and Santa makes out with a female elf under the mistletoe at midnight and promises to be a better Santa. Because Santa has his faults, too. But he's going to be a better Santa next year. He's He's going to give up the drink.
Right. And then we're talking about you the Santa, not the Santa.
Same thing.
Oh. I see. Well, if we can leave with one thing, if there's any kids listening, what kind of holiday message would you give to the children?
I'd say, kids, get close to the radio. Kids, pretend you're sitting on Santa's knee right now in your ear. Kids, be good. Be good to your mom. Be good to your dad. You don't, they'll leave. And be good to Santa. Santa doesn't have much. He's a lonely man who lives in a cave with some elves. But be good to him. He'll be good to you. If you're bad to him, he'll fuck you up. He'll fuck you up royally.
Whoa, Santa, easy. Santa.
I'll fuck you up. Oh. Don't you fuck with me.
Oh, Santa, easy.
Sorry, John.
It's Josh. All right.
So, Josh, what do you want for Christmas? Sit on my ear lap.
No, you know what?
Come on.
I think we've heard enough.
Pants are wearing thin, John.
Oh, geez.
All right, here we go. What do you want? I'm bouncing you up and down on my ear lap. Oi, can you feel that?
I don't want to even think about
that.
Whoa. Santa, let me go.
You are a hot mom, John.
No, get lost. Get lost, Santa.
Well, that didn't go quite as planned. It's the Josh Holiday Extravaganza. And in a little while, we're also going to check in with Candy Kane. She is a exotic dancer, stripper, whatever they... I don't know what they call them these days. Anyway, she does a Christmas-themed dance show of the Naked Variety, and we'll chat with her in a little while. But first, I'm going to play you a great comedy bit. I always seem to play Patton Oswalt on here, but it's for a reason. He's hilarious with a capital H and a capital I, capital L, and capital A, capital R, capital I, O, U, and S, all capitalized. I went to go see Patton Oswalt in Washington, D.C. at the Lisner Auditorium on the university campus there, and he was recording his latest CD/DVD, and I think it also aired on the Comedy Network, and it was a lot of fun. It was a great show, and for the encore, he came out and did a special bit. He asked us if we would forgive him for doing a Christmas bit in February. And of course we did, and didn't know where this would turn up, and I managed to find it. There's a visual that goes with it. You can see it on the website, joshholidayshow.com. But here it is. This is Patton Oswalt, and a bit he calls Christmas Shoes.
Christmas is come and gone, but boy, one thing about Christmas will not leave me alone, and that is a song that they play at Christmas time. It is the eeriest, most horrific Christmas song I've ever heard. And I like Christmas music. So I'm not against Christmas music. I'm against this dark, disturbing song. And it's called Christmas Shoes. And it's a... Does anyone know what I'm talking about? Jesus God. The song is called Christmas Shoes. And it's by a Christian group called New Song. Which I don't know why. Why would you name your group New Song? You're just going to be living in an Abbott Costello routine for the rest of your life. Now we got a new song. By who? Exactly. What? Oh, fuck this. So, the song is called Christmas Shoes, and I'm going to take you through it very briefly. So the first verse of the song is, it was almost Christmas time. There I stood in another line, just trying to buy that last gift or two. Not really in the Christmas mood. Oh, there's a guy in line at a store. He's a little cranky. He's a little cranky at Christmas time. Meh. And by the way, I'm going to recite these lyrics because the dude that sings it like this. It was almost Christmas time. There was because that's his way of saying, look, I'm singing in a Christian rock band. Ladies, make no mistake. I will lay the fucking pipe into you. Do not... If I get you, back in my room at the La Quinta Inn next to this state fair where we're playing God's telephone pole. We'll have you chanting the sick evening prayer. So, all right, so that's first verse. The guy in line is a little cranky. Now, standing right in front of me was a little boy waiting anxiously, pacing around the way little boys do, and in his hand he held a pair of shoes. Okay, little kid in front of him holding a pair of shoes. Here comes the next verse. His clothes were worn and old. He was dirty from head to toe. So he's like a Dickensian street urchin. In a world full of ham sanitizers, he's, have you got a halfpenny, sir? Then how about a smile? And when it came his time to pay, I couldn't believe what I heard him say. Here comes the chorus of the song. Chorus starts off pretty good, then it takes a hard left turn into Assholeville. So hang on. Get your seatbelts on. Sir, I want to buy these shoes for my mama, please. It's Christmas Eve, and these shoes are just her size. That's sweet. He's buying shoes for his mom. That's really nice. Hang on. Could you hurry, sir? Daddy says there's not much time. She's been sick for quite a while, and I know these shoes will make her smile, and I want her to look beautiful if Mama meets Jesus tonight. The kid's mom is dying. He is buying her shoes so when she gets to heaven. By the way, I missed the part of the Bible where Jesus is really bitchy and catty about people's footwear when they get to the pearly gate. You're not getting into heaven in those, honey. No, I'm sorry. I died for your sins, but those pumps are unforgivable. Paul Lind all of a sudden. All right. So he's buying shoes for his mom on Christmas Eve. Here comes the next verse. He counted pennies for what seemed like years. He's paying for the shoes with fucking pennies. Pennies. Then the clerk said, son, there's not enough here. What kind of psychotic asshole? Here's this kid's mom is dying. He's paying in pennies. Yeah, you're 6 cents short. How about that? Yeah, life's a bitch, isn't it? That's not our policy here at Fashion Bug. I don't know what to tell you. That 6 cents comes right out of my paycheck. I can't help you. And then, I'm not going to recite the rest of these goddamn lyrics. The little kid turns around to the guy in line and goes, I don't know how I'm going to buy these shoes. Which now it starts to sound like a scam. Like maybe the kid and his dad are going to different stores. The dad's out in the parking lot in a beat up Chevy Nova with a trunk just filled with women's shoes. They're just covered in jizz. He's like, listen, go in there. You've got to trick a guy into buying them. I can only jerk off to these if you trick a guy into buying them. That's what Vietnam did to me. The grouchy guy in line, pays for the shoes, and the kid is happy and he runs out of the store. Now we get to the bridge of the song. The bridge will make you lose all hope that we live in a just or sane universe. Here it comes. I knew I caught a glimpse of heaven's love as he thanked me and ran out. I knew that God had sent that little boy to remind me of what Christmas is all about. Let's review. There's a guy in line. He's a little cranky on Christmas. God looks down and sees this. Somebody in a bad mood on my son's birthday? Bullshit. Give that kid's mom cancer.
Make sure he's in front of them in line. Make him 7 cents short for the shoes. This guy will buy them, and then he'll be in a good mood.
I almost feel like Jesus is behind God going, I don't think we need to give a kid's mom. Can you shut the fuck up?
It's going to be the best birthday you ever had. It's going to be the best birthday you ever had. Buddha gave me a hand job in the hot tub. I'm really lost, son.
Merry Christmas. Good night.
Ah, the great Patton Oswalt, recorded at the Lisner Auditorium this year, back in February. It's the Josh Holiday Extravaganza, and I don't know if we've been extravagant enough, but we're sticking with the title no matter what. I thought I would check in with my mom and see what's going on. Hey, Mom, what are we doing for Christmas?
Well, not very much, Josh. There's just going to be... Nora's joining us, and there's just the three of us. So I'm trying to get this place a little Christmassy starting tonight. Yep, no, it's going to be. I did buy. Dad said he wanted four glasses. He wanted some glasses. So I guess that my glass cupboard's a little jumbled. So anyway, I went up and bought him four glasses. But we're having a very modest Christmas here, dear. Somebody else is just calling me right now.
Oh, don't
just
answer.
Let me see who's calling. Oh, it's Andy. Hold on for a second.
Andy's my dad. I guess he's calling from work. Maybe he's asking about his glasses. Four glasses. It's quite a big request. Do-do-do-do-do.
Hi, Josh.
What's your... Your best Christmas memory? We're trying to come up with different ones.
Oh, best Christmas. Well, I'd have to say when I was young, Aunt Josh.
Well, just going to describe
bed,
it.
Going to bed on Christmas Eve and watching for Santa's sleigh gliding across the moon. I know it's silly, but really I did.
Yeah.
But I was pretty young. I'd be about 8 or 9.
And did you ever see it?
No, I don't think so. But, you know, you sort of... You know, I never saw it. Nope, I didn't. But, you know, we just sort of looked out, and it was all snowy. It was up in Haileybury, and, you know, it was sort of just a thought, I guess. Apparently someone told me that my mom and dad came down one time and all the Christmas presents were opened.
Huh.
You know, so there's that sort of thing, too.
What, you opened them?
Yes, we all three of us. I guess they had a party the night before, and they didn't hear us, and we opened every Christmas present under the tree.
So you were...
All three of us. Nora wasn't around.
You were bad kids.
Yes.
Do you have any Christmas message you would send to people?
Oh, Josh, goodwill unto man, you know, just good health. Nothing very original, dear. I'm sorry. If you'd given me a little minute, I might have been able to look in my book. I'm not very inspirational.
Oh, sure you are.
Sarah is much more inspirational than I am. She has a nice way with words, and you have a much better way with words than I do.
Oh, you're just
anyway,
fine.
Anyway, you know what? Christmas is about sharing, and I've always worked hard at Christmas to make sure that everybody has fun, and you know that.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's the main thing. I find it an exhausting time of year.
Right.
But this year it's going to be just simple.
Well,
I would have had a roast beef this Christmas, but you eat chicken.
Yeah.
Might just get you an old drumstick.
Sure. All right.
All right.
Merry Christmas.
All right. Merry Christmas, Josh, and look forward to seeing you tonight.
Hey, this Christmas party is getting a little too quiet. I think it's time we liven it up with my favorite Christmas gift, Mr. Microphone.
Hey, what's that?
Well, you set the dial on your FM radio and testing.
I'm on the radio.
These kids are having a fabulous time with Mr. Microphone, the cordless microphone that actually puts your voice on the radio. There are no attaching wires, so you're free to move around. Broadcast over any FM car radio.
Hey, good looking. We'll be back to pick you up later.
It's practical and great fun for the whole family. And it's only $14.88. Mr. Microphone, buy two or three. They really make great Christmas gifts.
So I have on the line a exotic dancer by the name of Candy Kane. We've reached her, I guess, in the backstage area. I've never been in the backstage area of Boner's Nightclub. Hello.
Hello, Josh Holiday.
How are you doing?
I'm doing very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing well. So tell me, I've seen people, I've seen an article about your act, but what does it actually entail? How do you incorporate Christmas into your routine?
Well, I start by draping myself in red and white, and then I wrap myself around the stripper pole, which I have dubbed the North Pole, and slowly I let the patrons unwrap me, like a present.
Right. So they actually come up on stage and take clothes off?
I usually go to them. Because, you know, at Christmas time, it's more about giving than receiving.
Right. And do they get pretty excited at opening this a present, as it were?
Well, let's just say that you could put a lot of things under the tree, if you know what I mean.
I'm not totally following. Yeah, and what if you had to describe yourself, what do you look like? Because, I mean, obviously, that's half the it's hard to get a visual over the radio. But what do you look like? What do you look like? Is what
I'm asking. Do I look like?
Yes,
I'm about 5'6". I have blonde hair, humongous boobs, and a top behind that you could crack a walnut on.
I could crack it on?
Yep.
Wow.
You just bounce it off my butt, and it'll crack.
That's pretty amazing. So you're doing this. Obviously, you can't do a Christmas routine all year round. What do you do the rest of the year?
Well, you know, Josh Holiday, I like to think that it would be Christmas all year round. I mean, I not only specialize in Christmas, I also do the other December holidays, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, Tet. For the rest of the time, I give myself a holiday theme and work around that.
Right. So,
for example, on Valentine's Day, I'm Cupid, but I let the patrons shoot their arrow at me.
How does that work?
Well, Josh, you'll have to just come down to the bar and figure it out yourself.
Yeah. Just the name Boners makes me uncomfortable. It's a weird name for a nightclub, but let's getting back to the Christmas thing. I'm asking other people this. How are you actually going to spend your Christmas?
Oh, a few of the girls and I are going to get together and spend most of it in a hot tub and then see what happens.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Let's just say it will be an eggnog-fueled romp.
That sounds like a lot of fun. So is it just you and the girls, or is it going to be some guys there? What's going on?
Oh, you never know who might drop in. It'll be like an Andy Williams Christmas special, except frothier.
Okay. And you mentioned Hanukkah. How does your Hanukkah performance differ from your Christmas performance?
Well, for that one, I drape myself in blue and white, and then I put 4 candles on each of my boobs.
And the wax doesn't sting when it melts?
Well, that's all part of the act, Josh Holiday.
Oh, I see. And Valentine's Day we have covered. You play Cupid and they shoot arrows at you.
Right.
And at Halloween, what do you do then? Because you're dressed up most of the rest of the year anyway.
Well, for Halloween, I am a giant jack-o'-lantern.
Oh, that's fun.
It's not my most popular routine because it's a lot of coverage. It takes a while to get all the pumpkin guts out, and then there's all the carving. It's not as popular.
Yeah, I can imagine. Might not be quite as popular. So what's are you just finishing or just starting your shift?
Oh, I'm just starting.
Ah, I see.
That's right. Everybody's getting out of their offices, and they're coming on into Boners, and we're going to have a Christmas drink, and there's all sorts of special events.
Right. And I've always wondered this. How much can someone make doing this kind of work?
Well, during the Christmas time, people feel very generous. So let's just say that my 3 kids are not going to be at a want for presents this year.
3 kids, wow. Do they know what mommy does?
They know that mommy loves them.
Well, that's important. And what about, how does their father feel?
Oh, he's great. That's where we met.
What do you mean?
We met at Bonus.
Okay, when he works there, he's a customer?
No, he was a patron.
Wow. And and what line of work is he in?
He's an accountant.
Oh. Well, that's I guess guys go in with that fantasy that, oh, yeah, this girl is into me. I could actually have a chance with her. But in this case, it's actually true. It happened.
It was a dream come true for both of us.
Yeah, I would imagine. So he's a fairly conservative fellow?
Oh, yeah.
And do his coworkers know that his wife does this kind of work?
Well, it's not something that he spreads around the office. But let's just say he goes in happy, and he's always ready to leave at 5 o'clock.
All right. Well, I'm going to let you get back to your work, back to the stage. If there's any kind of Christmas or holiday message you'd like to send, what would you like to say to the people listening?
I would just like to say, God bless the troops. Thanks for doing everything you're doing for us, and Merry Christmas.
Oh, that's very sweet. All right. Well, you have a good time tonight. And and a Merry Christmas and Happy Hanukkah and all those things.
Merry Christmas to you, Josh Holiday.
And so we reach the conclusion of the Josh Holiday Holiday Extravaganza. Hope you had a good time. If you want to get in touch or get more info, visit joshholidayshow.com. Have yourself a happy holiday.